Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come.
The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
you. Hey, hello, and how are you? I'd like to say good morning, but as people listen all around the world, it may not be morning where they're at. But anyway, hello, how are you? And welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. You are now listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. On the airways of TalkTainmentRadio.com. We have an interesting subject today. The Fifth and 14th Amendments will be discussed by Mr. Fuller. I guess you could say that's in the area of the law, but we will be discussing that. So when you have your questions, of course, just remember that we are focused in the compensatory mode, and not because necessarily because he's written a book. This is what we should be thinking in producing justice. As the book title infers, the United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept. Alrighty, so remember that. Let's see here. Let's get this out the way. Donations, good. You did good. We're down now to $750 more. That's all we need. So thank you for those who have made contributions to that. We're getting close to the goal. So continue to do that. There'll be special announcements at the 30-minute mark of the program. And we can go on from there. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call, or you can Gmail me at 7MrBobby@gmail.com, and I will try to get to your Gmails. You can also go to the YouTube channel. Just type in Talktainment, and then Talktainment number 2, then scroll down to where it says radio, and you're right there. Hit the subscribe and like button. We would like it if you just go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on programs, or listen live, rather, and you're there, right? You don't have to do anything. And, of course, you can go to Facebook.com/TalkTainment, and you can listen to it, the program in its entirety. So thank you. Those are the ways to get in contact with the show for this Wednesday, October the 30th. Let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., as we customarily do. Mr. Fuller, good morning and how are you?
Good morning. I'm still learning.
You are still learning. Okay. We haven't done this one in a long time. Before we get into the Fifth and the 14th Amendment, was there anything in the news that stood out to you that you would like to briefly hit on before we go into the subject matter?
Well, there's so many things going on in the news, so it's nothing specific.
Okay.
But I could answer any questions that from the callers that might be about something that's current that's going on from the codified perspective.
Mm-hmm.
That I have heard about.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, let's start off with this. This is a Gmail from Jonathan, and he says this: Mr. Fuller, from a previous show, You mentioned that non-white people should study Thurman Marshall and how he used the Fifth and 14th Amendments to win a lot of his court cases. Mr. Fuller, could you explain how important these two amendments are and why we should use them?
Well, they are part of the law in the Northwestern Hemisphere, and so we are expected to support and defend the Constitution if you're considered to be or said to be a citizen, that you have that absolute duty. That's not an option. So those amendments are part of that Constitution. And the only way you can support and defend the Constitution is to use it, according to logic, compensatory logic. So you use it in order to do what? Well, whatever your objective is supposed to be, and it's supposed to be, according to everything I've heard, to help to produce a product called justice. So that's right in line with replacing the system of racism with the system of justice. So anything that will help along that line, or any commodity or any tool that you can use that will help to do that in a most constructive manner, then you use it. And it's just as simple as that. We're given sets of words, words a form of communication. People use words to talk and to write, to communicate with other people, and that communication is supposed to be, should be, to do things of constructive value. That's what words are for. The Constitution is made up of words, so you use those words to produce that product. And the main product is a thing called justice, which I gave in a compensatory definition back in the 1990s, guaranteeing that no person is mistreated and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. That would be, from my perspective, up to this point, the best definition for the word justice, that two-part definition. And you used a thing called the Constitution or a code, which the Constitution is a code. They call it a code of laws. And anything that you can help to produce that product called justice and correctness, which I added, and that is being in balance with the environment, with things other than people, because justice has to do with people. Anytime you talk about justice, you're talking about balance between people or how to treat people in the correct way. But then there's a thing called correctness. In order to treat people in the correct way, you have to also involve the environment that you're in, air, water, grass, etc., etc., all of the things that exist in the universe. So that's what these tools are for. The Constitution is a tool for accomplishing that job, just like a pair of pliers or a saw, carpentry tools, plumbing tools, depending on what you want to do. And you should be producing something with those tools. Words are tools. The Constitution is made up of words. Fifth and 14th Amendment, two of the central amendments to that Constitution. I have been told they were added to look out for the people who couldn't look out for themselves. That's what the amendments to the Constitution, particularly the first 10, they said, they call it the Bill of Rights, the founders. Also, I heard and have heard down through the years that the founders of the Constitution looked at it and said, well, now that Constitution looks pretty good, but it's along the lines of the old English way of doing things. Now, we got away from England because we didn't like things that they were doing there under that royal system. So we don't want what you call a royal system here. We want what we will say is a democracy, where we don't have a king or a queen. We have the people. All of the people participate in how things are going to be run. Because over there, that place we got away from, the king and the queen, they made decisions and whatnot, and there's nothing you could do about it. And they're just two people. We think that all people should have a say-so in what their lives are going to be like. So we said we're going to have a constitution that's going to do that. But the constitution that we got seems to be modeled on that old thing that we just left. We don't want to duplicate that. So from what I've been told, the people who made up the Constitution said, we're going to make some additions called amendments. We're going to amend it. Well, how many amendments and pertaining to what? Well, something that's going to be for the people who, when we were over there back in England, they didn't have any say-so. So these amendments will be giving the people some definite say-so in how their lives are going to be lived. And so they came up with these amendments to the Constitution in order to be different, not to be for the sake of just being different, but a better society than what they just left. What they, you know, fled England from. And boy, when they looked at it, from what I've been told, it was such an excellent list of amendments, which means additions to the basic Constitution, which was somewhat similar to the old English Constitution. They said, boy, you know, freedom of speech, that'll be number one of this addition, of this amendment. And freedom to bear arms, number two. And then they got down to number five, say a right to due process and a right to compensation. And that's a part of what I write in the textbook for victims of white supremacy, compensation. That Fifth Amendment, what does it say? Nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Also, you can't be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. So, that's what they wrote a long time ago, over 200 years ago. So they looked at that and they said, hey, but we got slaves. What about that? They say, oh, we'll say that they're not people because this Constitution starts off. We have a preamble, meaning an introduction to the Constitution. And it says what? We the people. So we'll just say that these Negroes that we got are not people. Well, if they're not people, what are you going to call them? We'll call them property. You know, like horses, cows, livestock, pigs, dogs, snakes, whatever. Wagons, wagon wheels, land, property. And the slaves, our Negro slaves, will be property. So they won't be included in the Constitution. They won't be entitled to be due process and all that. The due process will be a whip across their backs if they disobey you. And somebody might say it. I'm sure one or two people may have spoken up at the time. However, nobody listened to them and said, yeah, but what we'll be doing is setting up a royal system based on Negro slavery. You know, along the same model that we just left, we'll be doing the same thing that was done to us in England. only it'll be worse. They said, well, we got them now. We stuck with them. before we got this Constitution, so we just got to state it. We can't have them be a part of it. And so that was how I was told by my teachers that it all came about.
Okay. It says here that the Fifth Amendment says to the federal government that no one shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without, in bold letters, due process of law. The 14th Amendment, ratified in 1868, uses the same 11 words called the due process clause to describe a legal obligation of all states. Now, according to the caller or the Gmailer, he mentioned that you stated that Thurgood Marshall used this these two particular clauses in his court cases.
That's what I've been told. Now, I haven't read a lot about Thurgood Marshall, even down through the years. I'm familiar with his legalistic works,
mm-hmm.
which are very distinctive, basically, because he used the Constitution, naturally. He was a lawyer. He was a Supreme Court judge. So, naturally, all Supreme Court judges are devoted totally to constitutional law, supposedly. So, therefore, he used that to get a lot of things done for the victims of racism. Once the victims of racism were declared no longer slaves and entitled to be included,
mm-hmm.
that's the black people. At a certain point, they'd have said, well, slavery is over, so we're going to include black people in the Constitution, because they weren't under the Constitution because they were considered property.
Yes.
Before then. Now, in my opinion, that under common law, because you have three types of laws, I understand, stature, case, and common. Now, common law just means people go ahead and do what they're going to do anyway, but it ain't written down. That's common law. All right, like you have common law marriages. I mean, you don't have any papers or anything like that. But what a lot of people say, you're shacked up.
Mm-hmm.
So they call that a common law marriage, meaning you're doing it. You're actually doing it. You're doing everything that people do in a so-called marriage, but you don't have any paperwork on it. So it's the same way with the way racism is practiced. When you look at all the paperwork, racism doesn't exist. I mean, racism is outlawed. I mean, it's persona non grata or whatever you want to call it. It's not supposed to be. But under common law, slavery still exists because racism is slavery.
Mm-hmm.
So black people are still functionally slaves. Why? Because when you point out a person on the basis of color and say, I'm going to deprive you of anything that you're entitled to based on the color of your skin, you are a slave. In other words, if you are mistreated in any way, you are a slave. If you go by the definition, the pure definition, or the compensatory definition for slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Slavery is you make somebody do something that they don't want to do, and you mistreat them in the process, that's a slave.
Okay.
Slavery is nothing but mistreatment. And so that's continued. Slavery did not end.
Okay.
Because racism didn't end.
Okay. You said something, I got the common law down, but you said statute and case law?
Case law. What is case law?
Yes.
Case law is, you say, like in court, I have been told, you say, well, we had a case like this last month or 10 years ago. And we call it case law because it was a case in this court, Your Honor, 10 years ago. And this person was let go or was convicted or whatever and given 6 months. Now, in this particular case that we are having today, you didn't do the same thing that you did then. And it's the same law applies equally. 14th Amendment means equal protection of the law. So therefore, you're saying that this person is going to get 50 years when that other person 6 months ago got only 6 months? That's not equal protection of the law.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm using that as case law. That's
okay.
What lawyers will say.
Okay.
They said they used that other case as an example for this case.
Example. Okay, got that.
Right.
What is, okay, then,
the
before...
statute law.
Yes.
That just means the opposite of common law, from what I understand. Meaning the statute law means it's on paper.
Okay.
That's all. That law is on paper, like the Constitution is on paper.
Okay, on paper.
All
okay.
Right.
All righty. I've got that. Yeah, I want to make sure I get that down. Let's do this. TalkTeam@radio.com, as I find the paper here, is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's a few that I'm going to share with you. Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby along with Rita and Trent. It premieres every other week. Last night was his show. And if you missed it, you really missed it. It was an outstanding show, and not because I said so, but the man behind the glass and other people mentioned the show was just extremely good. And then we had the opportunity to run into Ricky Tyus, Your Time to Travel. He came in and we laughed and had a good time. For all your traveling needs, you know, you might want to do that. And then, of course, we talked about Libby Rand. Her program is called This is Libby. Now, listen, all three of these shows and more are exclusive to TalkTeam@radio.com. And all you have to do, and believe me, don't take my word, all you have to do is go to the TalkTeam@radio.com homepage, click on programs, and there is a list of all the current programs that TalkTeam@radio.com carries. Give them a sample and see if you like it or don't. You know, the only way you're going to know is if you do that. All that from TalkTeam@radio.com, radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Today's discussion is centering around the 5th and 14th Amendment. Mr. Fuller, for the last 20-something minutes, has given the definitions and terms like that. Concerning that, he talked about the royal system. He talked about statute law, case law, and common law. And I did write some of those down. You may want to do that too, or if you have a good memory. And that's what our program is going to be about. But before we go on, let's take this phone call. Okay, caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Good morning, Mr. Bobby. Good morning, Mr. Fuller. Mr. Fuller, you talked about dismantling the system in a slam dunk. And the white supremacy has trained us and codified us to be a certain way, you know, to live a certain way, to think a certain way. And based on, like, the people around me, my family and friends, it's hard for them to understand that they are in the system of war. You know, they are, you know, they're in a system of white supremacy, and a lot don't understand this concept. So is it possible for us to, or are we able to decodify the minds of the people? Because like you said, Mr. Fuller, like, they are the masters of psychology. So if that is the case, how are we supposed to, you know, decode the minds of the people who have been trained to see the world or to conduct themselves in a way that's not constructive? And that's my question.
Okay, Ms. Fuller?
Well, you go to the code book. That's what the code book is for. Now, what does the textbook for victims of white supremacists say about people who don't want to talk about racism? That's all it is. They don't want to talk about racism. Lots of people do not want to talk about racism. A lot of people who you perceive as being victims of racism do not want to talk about racism. So you simply ask the logical questions. Everything in counter-racist science is supposed to be logical. But by logical, it also means you get the results that you're seeking, too. You use logic for that purpose. Get the results that you're seeking, for better or for worse. So if you're seeking to influence people, you have to influence people by communicating with them. And how do you communicate? With words and values. So therefore, you find out what is important to a person. And that gets to, like, page 171 on this program. I've called these pages incorrect. Mm-hmm. But 171 and 172 of the basic textbook,
yeah, the wants
you have four wants there. Because everybody, every minute of every day wants something. That's, when I say everybody, I'm not only talking about people. I'm talking about every creature, every bird, every bee. That bee wants something every minute. When you see a bee flying through there and during the summer, and that bee wants something. That bee is going somewhere. It wants. That's why you see it going in that direction. It's going where it wants to go. That's a want. W-A-N-T. Every creature wants something. Every baby in a crib wants something. And you'll know that in the middle of the night if you ever had babies around you, or you've had babies, or you once were a baby. You wanted something. You wanted to stand up in the crib. You wanted to roll over in the crib. You wanted somebody to feed you. Every creature wants something. If that creature is what we call alive, that creature wants something the whole time, minute by minute, not just month by month or year by year. You have big plans, but also you have plans for the next 2 seconds. You want something. You want to sit down here because you're tired. You want to get out of bed because you've had enough sleep and you're tired of lying in bed. You want something. So the first thing, that's why I keep harping on it, W-A-N-T, find out what it is that people want. And on page 171 of the code book, it's right there. If you get lost in anything else, go right to page 171. When you get confused about anything in interacting with other people, go to page 171, 72. And what you'll find there is, what do I want to do? But you can also refine that, because you're supposed to do a little thinking according to the code. If you're dealing with someone else, it's not a matter of what you want. Find out what they want. And there it is. What do I want to do? That's what it says on page 171. Why do I want to do it? How do I plan to do it? And the fourth one is, what do I expect the constructive result to be? Now, you can ask another person, the people that you're having this difficulty with. If you're having difficulty on a job with anyone, or so-called family members or whatever, just back off. Stop trying to tell somebody what they ought to be doing. The code says you don't ever do that. You just simply ask them. Ask the person. People usually know what they want to do. So you ask the person, what do you want to do? Why do you want to do it? How do you plan to do it? And what do you expect the constructive result to be?
Pardon me, Mr. Fuller. We're going to have to take a break here. They give me the signal. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are also available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. A frank discussion on the royal system. We're going to continue to focus on the 5th and 14th Amendments. And, of course, your calls and Gmails. All that and more coming up next here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We'll be right back.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicken online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicken products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicken candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kicken online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neil E. Fuller, Jr. Our topic today is the 5th and 14th Amendment. A question was asked on that, and Mr. Fuller has been discussing that, but we will take your calls and questions, 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y. Mr. Fuller mentioned in the first segment about a royal system, and for those who don't know, basically it's this. In a monarchy, a king or queen is head of state. The British monarchy is known as a constitutional monarchy. This means that while the sovereign is head of the state, the ability to make and pass legislation resides with an elected parliament, which they have over there. So he mentioned the royal system, and then he mentioned statute law, which is law on paper. Then he mentioned common law, and then case law, which he gave examples of. Okay. Mr. Fuller, continuing in on that, in the fifth area of people activity, on page 149, if you can turn to that right there, in the middle of the page where it says, regardless of what you may have been told, all the way down to the according. Do you have that? That's in the, by the way, that is in the revised expanded edition of the United Independent Compensatory Code System concept. Do you have that, Mr. Fuller?
149?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Basically in the middle. Right there where it starts with regardless.
Right, I can get it. 149.
Yes, sir.
I have it here.
Yes, sir.
You say it's where now,
starting
regardless,
with
regardless of what you may have been told, expect at all times to be mistreated. As a result of so-called laws and or legal systems that you are involved in and are subject to during the existence of the system of white supremacy. I'm going to repeat part of that.
Yes.
Regardless of what you may have been told, I'm talking to black people now, all over the world, non-white people, expect, and this comes under the Area 5 under law, expect, at all times, to be mistreated as a result of so-called laws and our legal systems that you are involved in and are subject to during the existence of the system of white supremacy. Now, why would I say that? I said that because it's true. It's either true or false. Now, some people will say, well, that's not true. First of all, I'm not subject to any legal system under the system of white supremacy, but the code book, as I have written it, and this is just my opinion, says, regardless of what you've been told, you can expect at all times to be mistreated as a result of so-called laws and our legal systems that you are involved in and are subject to, and it's because you are subject to an illegitimate system anyway, overall, by birth, called the system of white supremacy, if you are a person with color in his or her skin. The white supremacists don't care anything about any laws that you say apply to you if you're a person of color, because that's their business. Their business is to see to it that their law, the law of the white supremacists, whomever they may be, is more powerful than any law that you say that you are involved in. And so that's why that's written there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you can expect that. You go into any, you know, on a job or in a court of law, so-called, or whatnot, you're still in a slave system called the system of white supremacy. You are a prisoner of war in that system, because war was made against you before you were born.
Yes.
If you have color in your skin.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of what people say in a so-called court, you can expect to be mistreated if you have color in your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Have that in mind. Expect to be mistreated. So you go all out to try to keep from being mistreated by using whatever words they give you, because all of court systems is about words. So you use words, including in the Northwestern Hemisphere, the Constitution, since they said you can use it, they, whomever they are,
mm-hmm.
originally some white supremacists supposedly said that you can use it. Some of them who said that they support the same words, and also some of these people who said that they support these same words, who are classified as white, also said that they believed in these words and that it should apply to everybody.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when it's put to a test, when it comes to non-white people, they take the position under their common law, the law of the white supremacists, that you are not entitled to use these words to do the things that are necessary to help produce justice
mm-hmm.
where you're concerned.
Mr. Fuller, could you...
You can expect to be mistreated.
Yes.
In the system of white supremacy when it comes to law. That's basically what I'm saying.
That's right.
Expect to be mistreated when it comes to law.
Okay.
Why? Because the evidence shows you usually are.
Okay. Now, could you continue right there where it says do not?
Yes. Do not expect truth to be revealed or used in a manner that results in justice and or correctness through so-called lawmaking that is directly or indirectly dominated by racist man and or racist woman, who are the white supremacists collectively. At best, expect only the expressions of so-called concern or sympathy.
At best.
They'll give you concern.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly in the year 2019. Oh, the white supremacists are big on saying, I'm concerned about you, or I sympathize with you. I really, you know, my heart is with you. But they will say, the law says, talking about racist law, I just can't help you. But I sympathize with your pain. Tell me all about how you feel, about how you're being treated, and I'll listen. I might even cry with you. Put my hand on your shoulder and walk down the hall with you. And we'll both cry together. But you're not going to get justice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Why? Because under racist law, you're not entitled to it. How am I going to have white supremacy and justice in the same court of law, on the same planet, at the same time? It doesn't work.
Doesn't work. Before we talk about your book, could you read that last little part right there, which is very important? According to?
According to compensatory logic, a law is anything that is done. That's what a law is.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing it, that's the law. You might call it common law. You might call it statute law. You might call it any kind of law. But a law really is functionally anything that is done. That's a law.
Mm-hmm.
This means that every time any quote unquote police person does anything, he or she is practicing, enacting, enforcing a law of whatever it is that is being done. If that so-called police person shoots you in the back, that's law.
Mm.
Not broken the law. Not broken race law. If it's a race soldier pretending to be a police officer, and never get those two mixed up. That's why words are very important. Stop saying police brutality. There's no such thing as that. Stop saying police mistreat people. Stop saying police are an occupying force among black people. No, police officers are excellent people. Don't get the two mixed up. You've got to have police. Don't say that you're against the police, ever. You've got to have the police. Police is what you want. You definitely. Police means a service. It means justice. That's what policemen do. Police men and women are people. Police people. That's what they do. But a race soldier is an imposter. A race soldier is like an infiltrator, like a spy, pretending to be a police officer. So when you use these terms, police mistreat black people, that never happens. That has never happened in history. There's no incident of that ever happening. But race soldiers pretending to be police, that's a different thing altogether.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's an imposter.
Okay.
That's a spy. That's a person with evil intent. And the first requirement of being a what? Police officer is what? According to compensatory logic. Not to have arrest procedures down pat, not to have the ability to deliver babies, which is a wonderful thing, all right? The first requirement for being a police officer, according to compensatory logic, is to have what as a qualification? The correct intentions. If you don't have the correct intentions, you should flunk out of police school on the first minute you step foot in there. You set foot in there and you don't have the correct intentions. You got the intention you go around mistreating people. You have already messed up. And you're not even having to spend 1 minute in law enforcement school yet. But you have already messed up big time. Why? Because you're going in there with the incorrect intentions.
Okay. And the last line of that sentence where it says it is important?
It is important to know and to understand that law is not the same as justice.
All right.
Laws change, but justice remains the same.
The same. Okay. excuse me. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neil A. Fuller, Jr., who is live from Washington, D.C. But it is at this time that we set aside for Mr. Neil A. Fuller, Jr. to speak about his book. Mr. Fuller?
Now, the book that I'm reading from is The United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, a textbook workbook for thought, speech, and or action, either thinking, speaking, acting, for victims of white supremacy. If you don't consider yourself to be a victim of white supremacy, a prisoner of war of the white supremacist system, a slave to the system of white supremacy in the year 2019, then the book does not apply to you. This book is written specifically for the individual person. For thought, first think about whatever it is you're reading in this book, and then you speak about it, whatever you're reading, if you choose to do so, to yourself first and to others if you prefer, and then you act on what you are thinking about and speaking about based on what you have read. And it's supposed to do what? Solve problems. If this book doesn't help you to solve a problem, it is completely worthless. Completely worthless. It's about those two words, problem solving. Problem solving specifically for whom? For the individual victim of racism, slave to the system of racism, prisoner of war to the system of racism, non-white people of this entire planet. That's what the book is written for and addressed to you, not as an organization or as a group, but as an individual person telling you, giving, making suggestions about what you can do or possibly should do under various circumstances in the system of white supremacy, since that's where you are, presumably. You're not outside of the system. So what you can do to unravel the system, you can't step outside of it and work from the outside because you're inside. You're a prisoner of war. So you have to work from inside the prison. So this is a code book designed to follow a code of thinking, speaking, and acting that will unravel the system and presumably replace it with a better system, which would be what? If you're going to do away with the system of white supremacy, which is a magnificent system for getting things done, but it stomps on people in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So you replace that with what? A better system. What would be a better system than a system of white supremacy? It would be a system of justice, which has never in recorded history been produced by anybody. So it's quite a task. But it always starts with the individual person. You should be that individual. I'm trying to be that individual. That's why I wrote the book. You can get the book by going to producejustice.com. Producejustice.com.
Okay. Let's go to the Gmails here. 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. This comes from the brother from South Africa, and I meant to mention to you, Mr. Fuller, this brother is extremely pleased that the book, well, at least he has a copy. In fact, he Gmailed me a copy of a picture, a photo of the book that he has received down in South Africa. So I don't know how, I don't know if the book has got down there, but he got his, and he is extremely happy. And he wanted me to express that to you, that he is very happy to get that book down there. Okay, he says this. He says, Mr. Fuller, so I've seen clips of this new series called The King of Harlem, starring Forrest Whitaker. In that clip, a white man says to Forrest Whitaker, who is acting as Bumpy Johnson, he says to him, quote, "I am a white supremacist and you're a black supremacist. We have that in common," end of quote. And I've seen in our politics here in South Africa, Mr. Fuller, racist suspects pushing the narrative that black people are racist. Mr. Neely Fuller, please, 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 could you give me your perspective on this matter? I'm seeing that we are being mistreated in entertainment and politics. How else do you think they're trying to confuse us? They also have Malcolm X's character depicted also. Mr. Fuller,
Well, the white supremacists' strength, this greatest strength that they have, is in causing confusion. So part of that confusion is to give the illusion that black people are in charge of something. But that's why I always use the prison format. If you put it in your mind that the system of white supremacy is a prison system, and everybody classified as non-white is walking around in the prison yard, or they are confined to the prison cell, what we call greater confinement, or the greater confinement within the confinement, and confinements within the confinements within the confinements. See, but a lot of confinement is about control. You confine people, like Soweto. I mean, you know, Sowetoism. That's confinement. So-called black neighborhoods or black communities. No such thing as a black community in a prison system. It doesn't exist anywhere on the planet. And so that term should never even be used, black community. That should be out of the lexicon, out of the word use altogether. A community has strength. It has protection.
Mm-hmm.
It can support itself. That's what a community is. There's not but one community on this planet, and that is the system of white supremacy. The community, the commune, communist, capitalist, socialist, royalist system called the system of white supremacy. That's a community. All right? They got the muscle. I mean, they go where they please. Black people only go where they're allowed to go by the white supremacists, anywhere on the planet. That so-called passport system means just that. It means it's got to, but it doesn't have that on it. But what it really means is, if you're a person of color, you get permission from the white supremacists to go anywhere on this planet. So when they say that, I haven't seen that movie that he's talking about, but if he's talking about some black person being in charge of something, immediately think about the prison system. In a prison system of white supremacy, you have black people walking around in the prison yard who have been called trustees, or they have been called people who are given privileges, or they have some type of status where they have been favored by the wardens of the prison, the prison masters. And you had this on plantations. I mean, you have this in any hierarchy. You have people who are assigned to watch other people. All right? You have people who have better jobs in the prison than other people. So a lot of black people on the planet now, here in 2019, have been given fancy titles. That's all that they have. They don't have any muscle in the system of white supremacy at all. It just seems like they do.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them ride around in limousines and expensive garments and flashing diamonds. But the white supremacists are in charge of every part of it. They don't have anything. They would be naked walking around in 15 minutes if the white supremacists decide that. And many people make the mistake of thinking, because they're given a little leeway, that they have some muscle, even sometimes a little bit of muscle that they can get in the white supremacist's face. And because they got an AK-47 in a photograph by their side, all right, and they get themselves photographed with an AK-47, stop and think about that AK-47, which is a rifle. Where did they come from?
Excuse me, Mr. Fuller.
That person sitting there acting all pompous and whatnot, like he got some muscle, can't even fix that AK-47.
Pardon me.
White supremacists telling them how to do it.
Pardon the interruption, Mr. Fuller, but they're giving me the signal that I have to close the first hour down. Talk to him at radio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. We will see you at the second hour.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.